To CPR News and KRCC, I'm Bozzy Kanani. Molson Coors plans to lay off 400 American workers. That's about 9% of its salaried workforce in the U.S. The company has not said how many jobs will be cut in Colorado. The Interior Department plans to cut almost 200 jobs in Colorado, according to new court documents. The potential layoffs include more than half of the workers at the U.S. Geological Survey's Fort Collins Science Center. The move may also affect nearly 90 jobs at the Bureau of Land Management's Operations Center in Denver. The national parks would also lose technical staff. Two unions are suing the Trump administration, trying to prevent the layoffs. Speaking of cuts to national parks, they remain open during this government shutdown, but they're not collecting entrance fees. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, concerns are growing about the long-term consequences.
The Trump administration is keeping parks open using recreation fees collected at entrances or campgrounds before the shutdown began. That pool of money is covering basic services like trash pickup and restrooms. But Emily Dowse with the National Parks Conservation Association says that's not what those funds are for.
They are for restoring campgrounds or restoring trails or doing deferred maintenance on facilities. That was what they're intended for.
The Government Accountability Office found it was illegal to use those fee dollars to keep parks running during the 2018-2019 shutdown. And Dowse worries draining these funds now could put future projects and maintenance at risk. Her organization estimates it could be costing $1 million a day to keep parks running this way. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
More news at cpr.org and krcc.org. Along the Front Range today, sunny with high temperatures in the mid to upper 60s.